combined for non-traditional and commuter students, since that demographic does tend to overlap quite a bit. I'm glad that you were able to come out and make it. I'm so glad to see that there's a very diverse group here, and we are going to have some panelists in the next couple of minutes or so from Alpha Sigma Lambda, which is a non-traditional student honor society. They're going to give some information about their organization. We also have Amy O'Keefe, who is Director of Commuter Services, and Annie, who is Assistant Director of Commuter Services. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. We are here for you. Without you, we don't have anyone to represent. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to Amy.
Great, Nikki and Jacoby, I appreciate that. Before I start, though, is there anybody in here who's not familiar with Senate and what Senate does? Okay, do you mind just saying a few words about the role of Senate? Because I think that's also helpful for people who've not heard of Senate.
Well, in Senate, what we do is we take the concerns of the student bodies, those who we represent as far as our specific areas, and even the ones we don't. And if you have questions or concerns about anything, what we do is we try to get answers to those questions or concern or address those. Like, I handed you guys out this smoking campus student survey, which is a big deal that's been brought before us. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out what's best for the campus. For the campus to be a smoke-free campus, to keep things the same, or have a restricted smoking area. I mean, we cover a wide variety of subjects, trying to help the student body out, making life easier for you on campus.
And also in regards to Student Senate, there is no age, no certain major. You don't have to be a government major. We welcome all ages, all majors, all viewpoints. You are representative of your respective college, non-traditional, commuter, arts and sciences. It's a great way to get known on campus. I will tell you that I came to TWU at 25 as an older student, and it was the quickest, easiest, and the most fun way to integrate myself into campus. We do retreats. We have just get-togethers. I have made some wonderful friends by being in Senate, and my seat, as well as Jacoby's seat, they're open. So if you're interested in getting involved in student government, please meet with one of us. We'll be more than happy to get you the information, tell you a little bit more about it. It's not time-consuming, but it's a great leadership opportunity, and it is a great way to get yourself known on campus.
Mm-hmm. Great, thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. So as Nikki and Jacoby said, my name is Amy O'Keefe, and this is Annie Phillips-Newton, and we are your Commuter and Non-Traditional Student Services Department. The role of my office is to be kind of your connection for campus. And so how many of you had ever heard of the Commuter Non-Trad Office before today? Great. What does the Office for Commuter and Non-Traditional Students do? Like, why would you ever come to our office?
I would say when I transferred here from Mississippi.
Okay.
I knew nothing. I knew nobody. And when I heard about the office, the first thing I thought was, well, maybe they could get me together with other non-commuters or non-traditional students, or maybe they can tell me about things that are going on, like, in Denton, not so much as on campus per se, or just
about the area.
Yeah, like, basically. Mm-hmm. Because when I first came here, like I said, a new world for me, so I stayed close to my mom, I stayed close to my home, and just like I was here, I went to school and I went home.
Right.
Because I didn't know anything else, and I wasn't here long enough. Like, when you're on campus and you walk past that board 50 times a day, and when you don't live here, you go to class and you go home. That board isn't something that you have to see every day, so you don't look at it every day.
Right.
And I just thought that the office would be a way of letting me know, informing me about what was going on so I could, like, get more involved.
Right, right. That's exactly right. That's definitely one of the missions of the office. Just to tell you quickly, and then we'll get into scholarships, which I know is what really people want to hear about. that we help, most of the things we help people with are finding off-campus housing, getting oriented to campus or to Denton, childcare, transportation, and scholarships. Those are the four main reasons people come to us. But we are available to help you with whatever. I mean, even if we don't know what the solution is, we're your resource. So if you meet someone in class who's like, I don't know what to do about this situation, just remember you can always refer them to our office and we'll help that person out. TLU, you may not know, out of all of you guys here, 67% of the students at Denton are transfer students. And the great thing about being a transfer student is you've been somewhere else, so you kind of understand how higher education works. But kind of the hard thing about being a transfer student is you have to learn every campus is completely different, even TLU campuses. If you go into nursing, if you go to Houston or Dallas, they're really different than here. So because most people are transfer students here, please help spread the word that we're here to help students. Also, you won't be surprised to hear, most students do not live on campus. Anybody who does not live in university housing is a commuter. So now that we know who commuters, who, what are non-traditional students? Who's a non-traditional? I mean, what makes a student non-traditional?
We have families.
Families? Yep. Age, yep. Mm-hmm. You've hit all of them but one. There's one more thing. What?
Veterans.
Man, you guys are good. You should be up here doing the presentation. Are you a veteran?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you know about the student organization for veterans?
Yes.
Good. Okay, great. Okay, so about today. Alpha Sigma Lambda is a national honor society. Now, why do you think, why have an honor society for non-traditional students? I mean, we've got honor societies based on your department. Like, is anybody in the English Honor Society or, I'm trying to think. I think just about every department. Yeah.
I'm in the Kaplan.
Oh, great. Excellent. Why do we need to have an honor society for any major based on being non-traditional?
On lottery.
For what?
To recognize them? I think sometimes they're also overlooked because many times it's like they focus more on the traditional than the non-traditional.
That's excellent. Did everybody hear what she said? Right. That all these are great points. One thing that's not unusual for a non-traditional student is to start college. Like, there's a faculty member, she's not here any longer, but I'm sure she wouldn't mind sharing her story. So she's, you know, full-time faculty member, has a PhD, writes books, the whole nine yards. When she was 18, she went off to college and had a ton of fun and enjoyed, how she says it is she enjoyed all of her newfound freedoms, the freedom to not go to class, the freedom to hang out with her friends. And she ended up earning, it was 0.65. It was 0.65. That was her GPA. So obviously you are not going to on the path to become an honor student with a 0.65. So she withdrew from school. And long story short, after taking many years off and working, she went back to school and was really ready, found a major that she loved. But now she's pregnant and on her own. Long story short, she ended up graduating with her PhD as an honor student and a single mom, so it definitely can be done. So one of the things that's unique about Alpha Sigma Lambda is that there's a recognition that a lot of adult students, not all of them, but a lot of them, it's not common to have started school when you were 18, and for whatever reason, maybe the major wasn't right, maybe the school wasn't the right fit, maybe you just weren't ready, maybe there were financial issues, for whatever reason, you are not very successful. So now you come back to college 5, 10, 15 years later, and you're an awesome student. But most honor societies combine those two GPAs. And if your GPA is a 0.65, it takes a long time, as you are shaking and nodding heads, to recover that. And so you could be an awesome, awesome student in this chapter of your life, but you're penalized because of this earlier start. So Alpha Sigma Lambda doesn't look at that first part. So to be eligible to join the TW chapter of Alpha Sigma Lambda, you have to have completed 24 hours here at TW, and that's the GPA that's looked at, not the GPA from before. It's also, if you're admitted into Alpha Sigma Lambda, you pay a one-time flat fee, and then it's a lifetime membership. You're a member forever and ever and ever. So that's great. We do inductions every semester, and I've got applications. The other thing is you have to be 23, have earned 24 hours, and have a GPA of 3.2 to be eligible for Alpha Sigma Lambda. And if you get accepted into Alpha Sigma Lambda, then this is what you can have at graduation. You can buy honor cords, or you can buy a tassel for your cap, or you can buy a t-shirt. Or you don't have to buy any of those things. It can just be that you can just have the certificate, the lifetime membership, and something you can put on your resume forever that you're a member of this honor society. Now, because TW has an active chapter of Alpha Sigma Lambda, any TW student, it doesn't matter if you're in the honor society or not, you are eligible to apply for the scholarship, which is between $1,200 and $1,500. And this sheet has all the explanation about the scholarship. So before you leave today, if you're interested in applying for this, please pick one up. It's not too late. It's due Friday the 10th. So that's a week from Friday. What is today? Wednesday? So not this Friday, but the next Friday. That's due. The other scholarship, I want to make sure everybody... So this scholarship, you need to be a non-traditional student. You do not have to be in the Honor Society, but you do need to be non-traditional. Okay. This scholarship, anybody can apply for. And everybody should be applying for this if you haven't already applied. And I think the name kind of throws people off. It's the Former Students Association Scholarship. You do not have to be a former student to apply for this. That's just the group that pays for it. So when you graduate, you'll automatically become a former student or an alum. That organization is who pays for the scholarship. And I think people assume you have to be an alum to be eligible, and that's why not very many people apply. So every person in the room is eligible for this, so definitely apply for that. And then, like I said, this is the application for the Honor Society if you're interested in that. So does anybody have any questions? Yeah.
Can you apply for all of them? Or?
Yeah, you can apply for all of them. There are three separate applications, but yeah, definitely.
What about the EWL?
Oh, EWL. I'm sorry. Someone wanted me to talk about EWL. EWL is such a cool thing that is only open. Okay, so... this one, the former students, is open to every TW student, grad, undergrad, everybody. This other one is a national competition, which TW students have won, but you're competing with everybody in the country. And I don't want to discourage you because we've had winners. EWL is only for non-traditional women at TWU. So it's a very cool, special program. Right now they're funding 7 students. And what the deal is once you get funded, they continue to fund you till you graduate. So... the competition will start in October, and the interviewing will happen in December, and they'll make their selection in December, and you get awarded the money in January for spring semester, and then it starts. They pay spring, fall until you graduate. $750 every semester, plus you get assigned. EWL stands for Empowering Women as Leaders. And what happened was this businesswoman who was extremely successful, she was the highest woman in her company, which is a huge company in Dallas. And she was kind of taking a survey of her life and realized that she was happy with every aspect of her life except she felt the need to give back. And what had happened was her personal story was she married really young, didn't go to college, was in a dead-end job, and realized she was in a dead-end relationship, a dead-end job, things weren't working. And so she got divorced, which from this tiny town where she lived in Texas, which is women just did not do, and this is in the early 70s, but her parents totally unconditionally took her back in. She lived at home and went to college, started college at the age of 25 as a math major, which was doesn't sound like that big of a deal now, but back then it was a much bigger deal. To be divorced, to be female, to be a math major, to be 25, again, kind of everything was going against her. She ended up doing very well. So she created a non-for-profit organization called Empowering Women as Leaders and has recruited other successful businesswomen to fund it, and they fund scholarships, but they also provide a mentor. So if you get the scholarship, you not only get the money, but you get a mentor for the whole time, and not through graduation. So after you graduate, you don't get the money anymore, but the mentor works with you for 2 more years. So especially if you're going into any business field, these are great connections. So everybody who's applied and been selected as a finalist for the interview, even if they didn't get the money, they've said it still was just an incredibly empowering, positive experience. So keep your ears open for that one. It'll be on our website. Probably, it'll be up before school starts in the fall. But if you're having trouble finding it or whatever, definitely call us and we can let you know.
How many people are selected for that women's one?
The one I'm talking about? They take 2 every year, but 1 year I can tell you they were so impressed they funded 4. They commit to 2, but... it just depends on how many people apply, how strong the pool is of what they're looking for is the diamond in the rough, like the woman that's got all this potential, just if she could have this extra money and a mentor, that's all she would need to just like kick it to the moon, if you know what I mean. That's who that scholarship is designed for. And I would think, you know, anybody who's taken the time to come here today has got like an ear open for that sort of opportunity. They're incredible women. So, like all of us. Great question. Anybody else have any questions? Any other? No? Thank you guys for coming. And thanks, Senate, for providing such a tasty lunch.